So you have this what if scenario a lot of times in our lives. What if I was there? What if I did some things? And the what if scenario always occurs sometimes in the what if and blaming yourself, calling it the blaming method. This is what the enemy wants you to think. He wants you to have a scenario where you are the one that's in fault for something that never was your fault at all in the first place. Because like I said, we have to understand that the world and all these things, events that happen tragically, is not because of you or not because of your bad mistakes. It's not because of these things. Well, sometimes it is 100%. We do make some dumb decisions. But also, it has to play a part of the fallen nature of man.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now. You probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace. Stop in your tracks. Stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind. Know who you were called to be. Stop by grace. Listen and learn.
Welcome to the episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Rich A. Irvin. And I'm so happy to be back with another episode. We haven't done an episode in a while. It's been summer vacation. And I was going to have a couple of guests, but wasn't able to make it. But I do have a guest coming up next week for sure. And I'm looking forward to that 100%. But I have to make an episode because I haven't talked to y'all for a minute. And I've been missing recording an episode for y'all. And this season has been a season of a lot of different things, a lot of emotional things, a lot of different things that's happening within my life, within marriage. But it's good things. It's great things. It's grateful things to be able to be in workmanship and in the hands of God. That's the main thing. And I think that I'm going to tap on that a little bit today in this episode 100%, because as we are in the body of Christ, we have assurance, we have confidence, we have faith in God, knowing that He is trustworthy. He is worthy to be able to be trusted. That's the 100% thing that we could trust in God. We could be able to know without a shadow of a doubt, God will do what He is faithful, and that is protecting us, guiding us, strengthening us, providing for us. He would do those things. And there are different circumstances where we feel like there is no hope. And I talked about that in an episode before. But we have assurance, and He is faithful over and over again. He has shown His faithfulness, and He is trustworthy and able to be approved of it. And today's episode is titled, What If? Because the different circumstances in your life that you feel like, oh, I could have did this instead of this. I could have did this instead of that. What if I never did this? What if this happened? But in reality, those circumstances, those things may not have been according to God's will perfectly, but God used it for His glory. He used it to be able to bring you into the kingdom. He used it for you not to go to that direction. Different circumstances in life happen for a reason. And that reason, we cannot always understand why it happens. We understand that some of the bad things that happen, the fall of the world, different circumstances like these things. It's very a strong atheist argument. I wouldn't say even strong, because it's not strong at all. But it's an atheist consistent argument all the time. If your God is so good, why did He allow things to happen bad in the world? The quick answer for the people that always ask that question is, because the world is fallen. It is a world of sin. God did not cause sin to happen, but sin came into the world, and that's what caused these things in travesty, events, and diseases, and sickness, and all these things happen because of the fall of the world. That's what happened. Now, the what if scenario, if the fall never happened, well, that's where you get the kingdom of God, which is the Garden of Eden, which God intended it to be like. But yet, the scenario that did happen is that the world did fall. Man did sin against God. That's always the counter argument you get to people, because it tells you, to show you, that it's not that God is not good. It's not that God is not seeing these things. But the world itself causes these harmful things on itself because of the fallen nature of humanity. The end of this, all these things, shows God's goodness and faithfulness through all history 100%, because he saw the fall of the man and he gave us the solution. The solution is his son, Jesus Christ, who gave you opportunity to choose him or choose death, which death is the pit fire, the second death, which is the pit fire of hell. He gave you a choice, and I'm going to do another episode on choices in the future as well too. But this is the what if scenario. And this is the radical decision that a person had to make in every single person's life. What do you choose? Either you choose to follow the Christ, which is the front runner of our life, or you choose the path, which is led by Satan, who has no care for you 100%, who does not love you, who does not care for you, who wants to direct you the path that which he knows he's already going, because he has no other decision to make, because he already made his choice in the beginning of time, which is hell. So you have this what if scenario a lot of times in our lives. What if I never slept with that woman? What if I never slept with that man? What if I had dated or married my first love? What if I never went to that club? What if I never went to that girl's house? What if I didn't do this? What if I was there? What if I did some things? And the what if scenario always occurs sometimes in the what if and blaming yourself, calling it the blaming method. I myself did this personally one time. Well, not one time, a couple of times actually. I myself did it personally when my mom passed away. I was like, what if I never would have went to my brother's house instead of just stayed at home with my mom? I could have been there to help her. I could have heard her. I could have heard her cry out. I could have heard her fall. I could have been there. What if? This is what the enemy wants you to think. He wants you to have a scenario where you are the one that's in fault for something that never was your fault at all in the first place. Because like I said, we have to understand that the world and all these things, events that happen tragically, is not because of you or not because of your bad mistakes. It's not because of these things. Well, sometimes it is 100%. We do make some dumb decisions. But also, it has to play a part of the fallen nature of man. And we are part of the fallen nature of man, for we all fall short of the glory of God. But we also have to understand that the beginning of time caused this sin, caused these events, caused these tragical things. You see the world and its things that are happening right now. People are debating against nonsense. Debating against nonsense. This idiotic thinking of a scenario. Debating is it right to murder a child or not. It's not like a political channel, a political podcast. Not at all 100%. I tend to not go into politics. I tend to not go into current events. I tend to not tap on those things because I know it's triggering for a lot of people. And you have some Christians who agree with these kind of things. And I understand. We live in a society that the world is an open-minded people, supposedly. A woke culture. A culture that doesn't fall for the man or a religion. I understand that. If you're watching the video, you'll see my quotation hands. But you have to understand the logic behind this. You are choosing to not allow a human being to live their own life. Instead, you put it into your own matters because of the decision that you made or a person made to harm you, or it was a bad decision in your part or the person part that you have played a part in with because of the fallen nature of man. Is that because God allowed it to? Is that because the tragic event happened to you because you made a bad decision? But it's because the fallen nature of man and the fallen nature of this world. I wasn't trying to go to this direction, but I have to address these things because the same thing for gun laws. People blame things on guns. Yes, there should be restriction to people that have mental health and mental things like that. 100%. But you cannot blame guns on people and their decisions and the fallen nature of men. What we have to go back to as a world, not just a nation, but a world, is to go back to the Word of God, which directs every single path. The Word of God directs the path straight. He makes the crooked path straight, and He leads us. He leads us. He guides us every step of the way. Every step of the way. But since man, when I say man, I mean all human beings, turn their ways from God. I wasn't trying to go the direction, but I understand the what if scenario always point to, they always have a finger pointing at people, pointing at society, pointing at a certain people, a certain race, a certain religion, a certain things. But understand there's fingers pointed at everybody else at the end of the day. The what if scenario is a radical decision because of emotional events or emotion that causes you to blame somebody else or to blame a society, to blame something, or to even blame yourself. But understand, we always have to go back to the Word. So the what if scenario, the what if is this. So if, instead of what if the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. So if you consider yourself a partner, welcome him as you will welcome me. So if. These scenarios are so ifs instead of what ifs, because it's a guarantee that God will guide us to the right direction. The Bible is so clear that it makes us sure that we could trust it. Very clear. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? So if, this is the so ifs in the Bible that I just looked it up. I just Googled. So if, what if, instead of what if, it's so if. So if you are a child of God, you will understand his ways. So if you know that God chose you, you will walk in the righteousness of God. That is a so ifs to scenarios to you that I just made up on the spot for you. Instead of saying what if and scenarios and what if and that and what if and that, the guarantee is so if. So if you are a child of God, you know that you are saved by God. You know you are in the family of God. You know that you are loved by God. But so if you know these things, then you shall walk with God. You shall walk by his word. You shall prosper. You shall overcome. You shall walk in righteousness. You shall see God's promise for you. You shall. Because you know the so if, not the what if. That makes sense. That's the main thing. So instead of look at the worst case scenario, look at the best case scenario. Look at what God has done. Look at God has been faithful. Look at God has been trustworthy. And the only reason you was able to listen to this, and the only reason you was able to watch this, is because you was
Stop by Grace.
New episodes are available every Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.